costly digital disappearance. The $48 million Bitcoin theft, and its implications, the recent disappearance of approximately $48 million worth of seized Bitcoin from South Korea's Daegu District prosecutors. Office has exposed critical vulnerabilities in securing digital assets, even within government institutions.
This incident, attributed to a sophisticated phishing attack, underscores the growing risks associated with institutional custody of cryptocurrency and highlights the urgent need for robust security protocols.
The theft, which occurred during an internal audit, has sparked widespread concern about the adequacy of current measures to protect confiscated digital assets and the broader implications for the integration of cryptocurrency into legal and financial systems.
The discovery and suspected method. The loss was uncovered during a routine audit of the prosecutor's ledger of seized financial assets.
Prosecutors discovered a glaring discrepancy. The Bitcoin, which had been under their control, was inexplicably gone.
Initial investigations point to a phishing scam as the likely method of the breach.
Phishing attacks, a common cybercrime tactic, involve perpetrators impersonating legitimate entities to trick individuals into revealing sensitive information, such as private keys or wallet passwords.
In this case, it is suspected that an employee with access to the cryptocurrency wallets fell victim to a fraudulent communication, inadvertently granting thieves access to the digital vault containing the stolen funds.
This incident is not merely a case of cybercrime, but a stark reminder of the challenges faced by institutions in safeguarding digital assets.
Unlike traditional financial assets, which can be frozen or secured through physical and legal measures, cryptocurrency requires specialized technical safeguards.
The decentralized and irreversible nature of blockchain transactions means that once funds are stolen, there is often no recourse.
This makes the protection of digital assets a critical priority for governments, law enforcement agencies, and financial institutions.
The broader implications for institutional crypto security, the theft from a prosecutor's office, is a significant embarrassment and a substantial financial loss. But its implications extend far beyond the immediate incident.
It has triggered a thorough investigation into the internal security practices of South Korea's judicial system and has prompted calls for a major review of how governments handle seized digital assets.
Key questions now center on the adequacy of employee training to recognize cyber threats, the technical safeguards in place for cryptocurrency wallets, and the overall protocols for managing digital assets in institutional custody.
The incident also highlights a critical gap in the security strategies employed by governments and law enforcement agencies.
While traditional methods for safeguarding physical evidence or frozen bank accounts are well established, they are ill-suited for the unique challenges posed by cryptocurrency.
Protecting digital assets requires a combination of technical expertise, advanced security measures, and rigorous operational protocols.
For example, multi-signature wallet structures, which require multiple approvals to authorize transactions, are essential for preventing unauthorized access.
Additionally, operational security, OPSEC, practices, such as limiting access to sensitive information and implementing strict authentication procedures, are vital for mitigating risks.
This case serves as a sobering reminder that the security of digital assets is a shared responsibility.
Governments and institutions must invest in robust cybersecurity frameworks to prevent breaches, while also ensuring that employees are trained to recognize and respond to threats.
The theft of seized Bitcoin underscores the fact that even entities with access to advanced technology and resources are not immune to cyberattacks.
The incident has also raised questions about the legal and regulatory frameworks governing the seizure and management of digital assets, particularly in jurisdictions where the rules for handling cryptocurrency are still evolving.
The path forward. Lessons for governments, institutions, and the crypto industry. The theft of $48 million in Bitcoin has forced a reevaluation of how digital assets are secured and managed.
For governments and law enforcement agencies, this incident has underscored the need to adopt more stringent security measures for confiscated cryptocurrency.
This includes implementing multi-signature wallets, conducting regular security audits, and ensuring that employees are trained to identify and mitigate cyber threats.
Additionally, institutions must establish clear protocols for accessing and managing digital assets, ensuring that access is limited to authorized personnel and that sensitive information is protected.
The incident also has broader implications for the crypto industry.
As digital assets become increasingly integrated into global financial systems, the need for ironclad security standards for institutional holders has never been more urgent.
The decentralized and irreversible nature of blockchain transactions means that once funds are stolen, there is no central authority to reverse the transaction.
This makes the protection of digital assets a critical priority for both individuals and organizations.
The crypto industry must work closely with governments and regulatory bodies to develop and implement security standards that can protect against cyber threats while ensuring compliance with legal and regulatory requirements.
Furthermore, the theft has highlighted the importance of collaboration between the public and private sectors in addressing cybersecurity challenges.
Governments must work with cybersecurity experts and technology firms to develop advanced security solutions for institutional custody of digital assets.
This includes investing in research and development to create more secure wallets, encryption methods, and authentication protocols.
Additionally, public-private partnerships can play a key role in sharing threat intelligence and best practices for mitigating cyber risks.
The incident also raises questions about the legal and regulatory frameworks governing the seizure and management of digital assets.
As governments increasingly use cryptocurrency as a tool for law enforcement and financial regulation, it is essential to establish clear guidelines for how these assets are handled.
This includes defining the responsibilities of institutions in securing seized funds, setting standards for transparency and accountability, and ensuring that the rights of individuals are protected.
The theft of Bitcoin from a prosecutor's office has underscored the need for a more comprehensive approach to digital asset management, one that balances security, transparency, and legal compliance.
Critical takeaways and the future of digital asset security. The $48 million Bitcoin theft from South Korea's prosecutors is a wake-up call for governments, institutions, and the crypto industry.
It has exposed the vulnerabilities in securing digital assets and highlighted the urgent need for improved security measures.
The incident has also underscored the importance of employee training, technical expertise, and operational security in preventing cyber attacks.
As digital assets become more integrated into the global financial system, the development and implementation of robust security standards will be non-negotiable.
The theft has also raised broader questions about the legal and regulatory frameworks governing the seizure and management of digital assets.
Governments must work closely with the crypto industry to establish clear guidelines for handling these assets, ensuring that they are protected against cyber threats while maintaining transparency and accountability.
The incident serves as a reminder that the security of digital assets is a shared responsibility, requiring collaboration between public and private sectors to address the evolving challenges of cybersecurity.
In the long term, the theft of Bitcoin from a prosecutor's office will likely lead to a forced evolution in how the world thinks about protecting digital wealth in official custody.
This includes the adoption of more advanced security technologies, the development of standardized protocols for institutional custody, and a renewed focus on employee training and operational security.
The incident has also emphasized that the decentralized and irreversible nature of blockchain transactions means that once funds are stolen, there is often no recourse.
This makes the protection of digital assets a critical priority for all stakeholders, from individuals to governments.
As the investigation into the theft continues, the lessons learned from this incident will be crucial in shaping the future of digital asset security.
The case has underscored the need for a proactive approach to cybersecurity, one that prioritizes the protection of digital assets in both private and public sectors.
The theft of $48 million in Bitcoin is not just a financial loss, but a critical case study in the challenges of securing digital wealth in an increasingly interconnected and vulnerable digital landscape.
The incident has also highlighted the importance of transparency and accountability in the management of seized digital assets.
Governments and institutions must be held to the same security standards as private entities, ensuring that the public trust is maintained.
This includes conducting regular audits, disclosing security measures, and being transparent.